शतश्री श्रीमद डिवाइन इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नमो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद डिवाइन भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की श्री मायापुर धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की सामवेद भक्तवृंद की, श्रीमद् भागवतम की, ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु अंगरंग. नमो ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण निष्ठा भूतले श्रीमती रामाय. Thank you so much for your most valuable time. Thank you, sir. Yadanga Chaitanya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We sing together. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नश्च प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भवतीश्यते तथे. हरे कृष्ण. So we are on 3.7, point text 6 and 7 we will read today. Once again, thank you very, very much for your most valuable time to everybody present here and online. Bhagwan eka evesha,
Bhagwan eka evesha,
sarva kshetresh vastitaha,
sarva kshetresh vastitaha,
amusha durbhagatvam kva klesho,
amusha durbhagatvam kva klesho,
क्लेशो वा कर्म भी कुतः. भगवान एक एवेश, सर्वक्षेत्रेष्व वस्थितः, अमुष्य दुर्भगत्वं त्वा, क्लेशो वा कर्म भी कुतः. Devotees, please sir.
Bhagavan eka evesha,
Bhagavan eka evesha,
sarva
kshetreshu vastitaha, amusya durbhagatvam va,
klesho
va karma bhikutaha. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Lord, as the Super Soul, is situated in every living being's heart. Why then do the living entities' activities result in misfortune and misery? Please repeat. The Lord, as the Super Soul,
is situated in every living being's heart.
Why then do the living entities
activities result in
misfortune and misery? Purport. The next question put forward by Vidura to Maitreya is, why are the living entities subjected to so many miseries and misfortune in spite of the Lord's presence in their hearts as the Super Soul? The body is considered a fruitful tree.
and the living entity and the Lord as super soul are like two birds seated in that tree. The individual soul is eating the fruit of the tree, but the super soul, the Lord, is witnessing the activities of the other bird. A citizen of the state may be in miseries for want of sufficient supervision by the state authority. But how can it be possible that a citizen suffers from other citizens while the chief of the state is personally present? From another point of view, it is understood that the jiva, a living entity, is qualitatively one with the Lord. And thus his knowledge in the pure state of life cannot be covered by nations, especially in the presence of the Supreme Lord. How then does the living entity become subjected to ignorance and covered by the influence of Maya? The Lord is the father and protector of every living entity, and he is known as Bhuta Bhrit, or the maintainer of the living entities. Why then should the living entity be subjected to so many sufferings and misfortunes? It should not be so. But actually, we see that it happens everywhere. This question is therefore put forward by Vidura for solution. Mother Ragatmika, would you like to read the text 7, translation and purport? Thank you so much. Just leave it on.
O great and learned one, my mind is greatly illusioned by the distress of this nescience, and I therefore request you to clear it up. Purport. Such mental bewilderment as represented here by Vidura takes place for some living entities, but not for everyone. For if everyone were bewildered, there would be no possibility of a solution by higher personalities.
Very interesting. And then I would request her to read 9.18 in a few minutes. Bhagavad Gita 9.18, little soon. Hare Krishna. So we have heard this so many times, two birds sitting on the tree, example, super soul. And it's very nice that Krishna is carrying a flute. His flute has that bird. If you wanted to visualize the birds. Prabhupada says in the purport that Khaga, the word Khaga has two words in it. It's in 10.12.27 purport, Srimad Bhagavatam. Kha means sky, you know, Bhumirapyonalavayu, that one. Kha means sky. Ga means one who flies. So Khaga refers to birds, you know, the birds that fly. When two birds enter a tree, one may foolishly think that the birds become one, or merge with the tree. But actually they do not. Rather, each bird keeps its individual identity. And Prabhupada writes this in Srimad Bhagavatam that, you know, a lot of times people are often thinking that merging or mukti is the biggest thing that they want to go for. When I met a lot of Indians in the last 4 months when I was on and off in India, Bharat. So much impersonalism. So it's like it's Mayapur, you know, it's flooded with Maya. So many, money is there. There's a culture, but there's also so much money. So they are close to Krishna, a lot of people I see. They are close to Krishna, but they are closed to Krishna. They don't want to let Krishna enter in their heart. Or if two birds are there, they don't want to turn to Krishna. They just want to maintain their identity separately. And we see this question is so important. How can you forget Krishna is there? You know them. They know Krishna's knowledge. They know, they feel Krishna. They do Janmashtami fast. How is it that they forget that Krishna is there when doing other activities? Mother Madhumati gave a very nice class on Tuesday, and she said, we have this attachment. So we have attachment to Krishna, but then we also have such a strong attachment to Maya. Dashrath was attached to Rama and also attached to Kaikeyi. So how is it that it's happening in Krishna's presence? How is that Krishna is sanctioning this? I mean, you say that, Prabhupada writes in the purport here, this for purport, you say that Krishna is the protector of the living entity. So then why he is not protecting from Maya? You know, and Ram Govinda Prabhu gave a nice class yesterday. He said, it's because we are covered. You know, we are covered like a tangerine or an orange is covered. It's covered with the skin. He said, we are covered with the pride. And once we let go of that pride, we can enjoy the juice. So how is it that, that's one reason. Can you think of any other reason that we are not listening to, we are not turning to Krishna bird, or we are not, we still remain so attached to Maya? Yes?
Krishna gives us free will.
Krishna gives us free will, thank you. Any other?
Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsara.
Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsara. The shadrikus, the six enemies.
The six duties in there.
Yes, yes. Yes. Anyone else? Yes, dear?
We feel that we're the center of our existence, of the universe.
We are the center of the universe. I'm the Lord of all I survey.
Yes.
I'm the Lord of all I survey, yes. There's also one nice reason, and I'll tell you with a little story. One professor was teaching his little kids' classroom, and he said, today I have a challenge for you. You have to write a sentence and it has to have 10 words. And they're like, okay, you know, this is not a challenge. What is the challenge? He said, each and every word must have two letters only. Like I is okay because, you know, you pronounce it as I. Okay? Even I is not okay because I is just one letter. So tell me a sentence with 10 words, just two letters in each word. Can you think of a sentence? Anybody?
It is as...
Great, great, very nice.
I like to think of that one. It's as...
Wow. If it is to be, if it is to be, it is up to me. So if we really want to be a devotee of Krishna, it is up to me to turn to Krishna. Isn't it a very nice lesson where the professor was trying to give to little kids? If it is to be, if you want to be a Krishna's devotee, when the two birds are sitting like this, then it is up to me to turn to Krishna. It is up to me. It is EOP, up to me. So it's really like, it is up to me to turn to Krishna. This is one of the main reasons we don't want to let go of our ego. The ego that we are the king of the world. All the six enemies, we are hugging them like they are our best friends. Like Maya, you know, so such a strong attachment you have. And you said, it's
free will.
Yes. I'm a free bird. You know, that word, I think that phrase comes from there. I'm a free bird. I can do whatever I want. So, yeah, these are the reasons. There's one more reason that... actually, one of the Mormon guys used to preach to me in Boise, Idaho, when I was just coming, you know, Mormons, yes. They're very, very sweet people, very hardcore. So he used to tell me, this always used to give this example. He had given me Mormon Bible. Have you read it? And I said, no. He said, you know the Satan, you know what is Satan? And then he explained to me what is the Satan philosophy in Christianity. And he said, the Satan says, yes, whatever you're doing is very good. Keep on doing it. You're doing very good. Just keep on doing it. But just do it tomorrow. Do it, you know, this do it tomorrow is the reason, this is the reason we tend to keep away from Krishna. Yes, yes, I'll do it. But I'll do it tomorrow. We have this delay. We don't want to surrender today, we want to surrender tomorrow. And that's one of the reasons. In Hindi, there's a word called Aram. Aram. It doesn't mean come Ram. Aram means I want to relax. The one of the biggest words, relax. But Aram is actually opposite of Ram. I don't want Ram right now, I want to rest right now. And Ram later, you know. So this is our conditioning of life after life after life after life, that we don't want to look at that super soul who is waiting eternally. So there are, we know that there are three Vishnu's tattvas that we know, very famous ones, Karana Dakshai, Garbha Dakshai, Shri Devi had given a very nice class, and the last one is Shira Dakshai. And that's the Paramatma in our heart. Prabhupada elsewhere gives the example. Now, how can we just really visualize this? He said, like a sun, you know. If you put water pot in thousands of water pots on the earth, you will still see sun in each and every one of them. It's not difficult. But Krishna is like, you know, supreme being. So what is difficult for him not to go in each and every one's heart and souls and really be present there? Now, I would like to point to 9.18, Bhagavad Gita Shloka. Would you please read Ragatmika? This is telling the roles of super souls. Do you want to read the shloka too?
This is it?
9.18, Bhagavad Gita. 9.18, yes. I'll read the shloka, you can read the translation and purport. Small part of the purport. Can you see the shloka and can you read the shloka and translation?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I am the goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the most dear friend. I am the creation and the annihilation, the basis of everything, the resting place, and the eternal seed.
And the shloka, please. Gatir Bharta.
Oh, the shloka?
Yeah. Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi
Nivasaha
Sharanam Surit
Prabhava
Pralaya Sthanam
Nidhanam
Bijam Avyayam. Thank you so much. She should give a lot of classes, but she doesn't, so I have to trick her into reading. So here, Krishna is saying, I'm the goal, the sustainer, the master, the witness, the abode, the refuge, and the most dear friend. You know, a lot of times we get this question, but why does Krishna let me do this? Why, you know, I stole, I did this, I, you know, everything I did wrong in my life, why did Krishna let me do it? But this is the, and this shloka is key. Here it says that I'm the witness. If you don't want to turn to Krishna, Krishna just remains the witness. But if you want to turn to Krishna, then he's your most dear friend. And this purport, Prabhupada actually writes that gati means the destination, what we want to go, etc. Prabhupada doesn't translate it like exactly like what I said in the purport. But Prabhupada elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam says that, 7.13.44, he says that when the forgetful bird comes to understand the supreme friend who is always with him and trying to give him guidance in different bodies, he takes shelter at the lotus feet of that supreme bird, like Arjun did to Krishna. And then Krishna becomes his best friend. You know, till then he's just acting as a witness. He's okay, you're okay, I'm okay, you know. He'll be just witness. But then he becomes Sirat. He becomes, from Sakshi, you know, he becomes Sirat. He becomes the Bharta, sustainer. You know, there's a communist story. Russians, they said, you guys, this is what really happened in the earlier century, 100 years ago. Guys, ask God for bread. They starved the people. Ask God for bread, God didn't give the bread. Then the communist guys came and said, now ask us for bread, we give you the bread, and so many people actually become atheists. But the God conscious people, the people who think that Krishna is the Surit and Krishna is the Bharata, they said, oh, thank you, God. Not only you gave me the bread, you also made a communist do some service to you of providing me the bread. And it's free. Did you get the joke? Or it wasn't funny? Okay. So the one who is, you know, who knows that Krishna is ultimately the Bharata will still say, you know, Krishna gave me the bread. So Krishna is the Prabhu, the Lord of everything, you know. He is the real Lord. I'm not the one. He's the abode. He's the ultimate abode. He's the goal of life. And then in another purport, Prabhupada says that, BG 2.22, that Jiva soul is just working, struggling so hard, but he does not want to accept the other word. And when he accepts the other word as spiritual master, as Arjuna agreed to, then he surrenders unto Krishna. We have so many examples and how Krishna is really situated in our heart. And Hanuman Jayanti is coming very soon, and his story is very, very famous. One time Mother Sita was happy and she gave him a bakshis, like a gift, present. She gave him a pearl necklace. And somebody said, Hanuman, you're a brahmachari. What are you going to do with the pearl necklace, you know? Or sometimes the story goes like this, and other times he wanted to search if this pearl necklace had Ram. So he broke the beads actually. And when he didn't find Ram, he didn't know whether to wear it or not. At least that's how I have heard the story. So the person said, what about you? In your heart, is there a Ram? And then that's the famous picture, you may have seen it. He opens his heart and you see Ram and Sita. And so in Super Soul is Shirodakshaya Vishnu, but then when you're such a devoted person, you accept Lord, Super Soul as the Lord, surrender to him, you ask questions, Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprasnana Seva. You take a guru and you go in that lineage, serving in for that lineage, Guru Parampara, then that becomes, as Sachinandan Swami says in his Japa retreats, then it's Radhesham in our heart. Then Krishna manifests in our heart, like Ram and Sita manifested in Hanuman's heart. There's another pastime of you know how different people have Ishtadevs, and you can actually see that they're always thinking of their deity. And Gopal Jiyu is a very nice book, and you can probably imagine that this deity of Gopal Jiyu was in, what is Sannyasi's name, Mother Madhumati? That's Sannyasi's name, Gopal, Gaur Govind Maharaj. Gaur Govind Maharaj was always thinking about that deity, So we can understand that then Super Soul is manifestation of that deity, or he manifests in your heart, in our heart. You know, the other thing is that we also say that he's a friend, so of course you turn to him if you have any questions. Have you heard this, that if you have any, all the questions are answered in my books, Prabhupada said this. All your questions are answered in my books. So then one time one very famous devotee, he was not sure whether to marry or not marry. And he said, you know, I'll just go to Prabhupada's book, I'll pick up any page and see what it says. And three times he found that, so it's Prabhupada was talking about how a guy should not remain brahmachari if he's going to be in profession, surrounded by women. And three times that page opened and he's like, that is confirmation. So Super Soul also answers through the books. One is Archa Vigraha. We have this Archa Vigraha, Radhesham, Krishna Balram, Gaur Nitai. We can go and ask them if we have doubts. Or we have Charcha Vigrahas, which means, Charcha means discussion. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. We can open them and ask them a doubt. Because, you know, that's how probably Super Soul answers. When we go on book distribution, a lot of times person doesn't take book. You're there, 10 to 12, hot heat, Florida heat, and or 12 to 2, and hot, no water. You can't leave the book table, and you're like, Krishna, please, at least one person come, and you can pray to Super Soul in their heart, please take a book. And it works after that. After you surrender, it works. And one such time, I found that this person came, and he actually not only he wanted one book, he had a list of books. He had read Prabhupada Lilamrita, and he had a list of books to buy. And then other time, there was this lady here, she had discovered Prabhupada chanting on YouTube. And she was chanting every day. Every day she was chanting. And she was just so happy to see our books. And she's like, I just have right now $25, but you please give me an address, I'll start writing. And she was in Tampa area, so I gave her Tampa, connected her to Tampa president. Till today, every month, she tries to buy one book, at least, one transcendental book, big book, small book, tries to read it. It's so amazing, and she lives 2 hours south of Tampa, but she attends that program, Diwali, Holi, etc. So it's so nice when you just, you don't know the person, but you pray to their super soul in their heart, right? And they get convinced, they take our books. Recently I went to a Motel Gita show in Motel Ahova trade show, in which the hotel and motel owners come. And they're coming there to buy AC, to buy lights, to buy entertainment, remote controls, whatever, you know, you tell me, the washing machines, anything you see in the hotel, the beds, bed frames. But, and everywhere they're looking for discount, and then they come to our table. Hey, you guys are here, give me some prasad, give me some prasad. And then one person said, I said, please support the cause, and gave $511 donation to Motel Gita, to ISV, because ISV sends the free books. And then the other guy comes, he's 10 years old now, every year he stops by. He goes, I'm on this chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and he can chant the whole chapter. His name is Tirtha Patel. And he's so happy, he's my donation. He gives $1 from his piggy bank to me every year. And it's just so blissful to see all these people come to appreciate Prabhupada and his books. I have been influenced by two different movies, and one is Schindler's List, and unfortunately it is about what happened in World War II with the Jews. It's a very nicely made movie. There was this German officer, but he really wanted to save a lot of Jews. And he made weapons, but he made them wrong. The guns he made, they wouldn't fire, or they would get, you know, they would not be able to kill because the angle was wrong and stuff like that. And he used to bribe these Nazi people, and he used to still say, okay, you cannot shut down my factory, and all the Jews are working here, but he was saving them, 10,000 about. Jews he tried to save. It's a very, it's a lot of people cry, and they really, hearts change when they transform when they see that movie. And I was really, I really liked this movie before I became devotee. But when I came to Krishna consciousness, I saw how Prabhupada's list is. And this list had names of Jews that he wanted to save. And how Prabhupada's list is. Anybody who touches one book, you know, anybody who touches one book, it's based on Prabhupada's list. And I feel like he gets off Chitragupta's list. And, you know, this is amazing. He's saving the life eternally. We have such a blessing to have these books. And then and I had my personal question one time. I really like rice. Anybody here rice lovers or prasadam lovers? I really like to eat a lot of prasadam. And so I was praying, you know, Prabhupada, please send me answer. What should I do? So, lo and behold, we read books every day. So, I was reading my books. So
So I came across Mother Vishnu Priya. She used to eat how much rice every day? Anybody knows? She used to cook only rice every day, Mother Vishnu Priya. So she used to chant one round and put one grain of rice, right? So I used to think, wow, I should cut down on my rice, I should cut down on my rice. So one day I counted 108 rice. This is how much is 108. So if you chanted 108 rounds, this is less than a teaspoon. Okay, so long story short, I cut down my rice by 1/4. I'm not there yet.
So,
this is 108. So if you chant probably 3 teaspoon rice, it's probably what she ate if she chanted 324 rounds. Can you imagine? So this renunciation exists when you pray to Super Soul. He shows that to you in a very helping format, picture format, any other format that you like. And we are so grateful that we have this, we know this concept, we know this science. And I will take reflections after I quote one more example. How, you know, how this Super Soul is actually your Ishtadev in the heart. And there's my very sweet god sister, Nayana Sundari. She lived in Detroit. And she was diagnosed with a terminal disease a few years ago. Her kids were very little then. And they tried so many treatments. The couple tried treatments for 10 years. And then finally she passed away. She used to give amazing classes, very nice cook, very nice pujari, amazing worker. Her co-colleagues were crying when she said, I have to go part-time, or so many other things. Really good devotee. And she had little attachment to movies, Bollywood movies. And she really prayed on it, you know, over the course of time. She felt like one time she was almost passing. And I cannot do justice to how amazing she is with few words. She's just very, very, very amazing. So she had this little attachment, and one time she was really praying and she said, Krishna, why do I have this attachment, you know? I don't want to remain in this world because of this attachment, you know, and I want to work on it. And then a few days later, she was like, I traveled so much. I was in Asia, I was in India, Pune, I was in Detroit and 2-3 other places in US. I don't have a Ishtadevat. When I think of you, I don't have a visual deities. And then she connected with Mother Anandi's mother, Achyuta from New York, Radha Govinda, you know. Radha Govinda, this amazing singer. She connected with her and she said, just pray to Nam Prabhu. Just pray to Hare Krishna mantra in your heart. Just pray really intensely. And she prayed a lot. And one of her last kirtans was during pandemic days. The doctor had told not to speak to her. But for inspiring her little boy to play mridanga, he said, no, I can't do it. She said, you can do it. I'll sing for you. To inspire her little boy to play mridanga, she sang such a nice kirtans. This one of the last kirtan is on YouTube, 30 minutes long. Very, very sweet kirtan. And you can see that you feel the presence of Harinam Prabhu so much manifested directly from our heart. So with that, I would like to take any reflections on this, today's topic or verses. And if you have any questions about my eating habits, we can talk later.
Thank you.
Hi Krishna, thank you for the class. It reminded me of a time I was living in India, and at the time I was going through some heartbreak. I just felt like the relationship I was in or not in was just causing me a lot of pain. And so at that time I prayed to Krishna and I was just like, you know what, forget these material relationships. I'm going to Delhi today, let me go on a date with you. And so I had never been to the Delhi temple at the time, so I went to the Delhi temple, and you know, it's so beautiful and grand, and yeah, I feel like Krishna's very regal there, and I went up to the altar, and the pujari was giving out flowers, and I was like, oh, I hope he gives me a flower. And then he went behind Krishna's feet, and he pulled one red stemmed rose and gave it to me. And I was just like, wow, Krishna, like really, like how you're saying, when you really do surrender and you really do ask for his help and you turn to him, that he reciprocates.
Thank you so much for sharing. Hare Bol Mohini.
He accepted your
date. Yeah, he accepted my
date. You know, the materialists say, you turn me on or something. But, you know, Krishna turns us on like anything. We cannot turn away from him forever.
The supreme attractor.
Yeah, the supreme attractor, yes. Recently, Mother Sukha Vaha gave a very, very nice class. And the topic of, name of the class was The Dark Night of the Soul. You know? And this is related to you. Sometimes we go through isolation, sometimes we go through heartbreak, sometimes we go through disappointment in ourselves, greed, envy, lust, pride. And she said it's actually good, because a plant, it goes in the dark and the roots grow. And it grows on the top and goes towards the light. So sometimes when we go deeper and darker places, it really grow, so that the world can see our upward growth. Hare Krishna. It was such a beautiful example, really. Loved it. I'll just see if there's anything online, and if not, thank you again for coming, being here. Any other sharing? Is there anything online? Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Vancha Kalpataru Dhyasya Kripa Sindhu Dhyaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanubhya. Vaishnavi.